I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey, and I'm here with Uno Tool, One Tool.
Hey, what's up, man? I recorded that Thursday preview without you.
How was the solo?
I told everybody you were in concussion protocol and you didn't clear, but
I was COVID protocol, actually.
I held up two fingers. You said two fingers, and we're good.
Yep, we're good.
Some smelling salts and two fingers. How many fingers am I holding up? You good? Here's some Advil.
Those look like sausages.
Perfect. Let's go.
Brandon, have you ever heard of rookie quarterback ever call out his coaching staff? A rookie quarterback, first year in the league.
Yeah, no. Actually, I don't think we've ever really. I've been waiting for Justin Fields, but he's a quiet kind of dude. So,
Trevor Lawrence came out and publicly said, hey, we need to play James Robinson more.
Yeah, they do.
He's their best offensive player.
Yeah. Urban has been benching him every time he makes any kind of a mistake, you know? And it's like, we're not in college. And these are grown men in NFL uniforms, NFL teams making NFL money.
Paycheck's on the line. He knows mm-hmm. when he makes a mistake.
Yep. And he's arguably their best player.
Yeah. I don't even think it's an argument. Yeah. Who else is good on that offense?
Yeah, offensively for sure. Yeah. I mean,
so Trevor Lawrence came out and he said that the Jaguars need to play James Robinson more. And what he's pointing out was last game, James Robinson fumbled the ball and he was taken out of the game. And then he did not return for 20 consecutive offensive plays.
Hey.
Trevor Lawrence is out there with suck-ass wide receivers, suck-ass line. He's one good player. He's like, why is he not in here?
One guy that can take pressure off your quarterback from, you know, being chased all around the field because it's obvious. It becomes more obvious when you don't have your best run threat and a receiver out of the backfield like James Robinson on the field that how things can be dictated because of that. So Trevor Lawrence is not an idiot. He knows that much. So I think that we're seeing the beginning of the end. Maybe.
I hope so.
I think we had seen that a long time ago.
Kid. Yeah. I hope they don't ruin the kid.
I don't think they're not going to ruin him, but man, they're wasting valuable time developing him now. So he might end up starting off sloppy next year, unless whoever the new coaching staff is, I'm assuming they're going to go that route. Maybe they don't. But even if Urban stays, I'd consider making changes all the way around and then being really hands off.
Yeah, like pretty much not even a coach.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this in the past. He's never been a coordinator. You know, he's been a position coach. And he's coached wide receivers. He coached wide receivers. I believe he started out grad assistant at Notre Dame before he was a grad assist or something at Ohio State. Anyway, nevertheless, he's always been like the overseer of everything. And he's not the guy who's making the play calls. Like, you know, guys like that, they're the gut decision guys in the key moments. They come down or they come out, they cut off the headset and they tell everybody, hey, it's 4th and 1. We're going for it here in this situation. We need to, right? That's the kind of stuff that he does. He's the CEO type, but
he's a big cheese.
But he's doing some cheesy stuff by not playing the right guys. You don't bench an NFL guy like that. And then you got your, if Trevor Lawrence is saying it, everybody in that locker room feels it. Well, they're all saying it and thinking
smelly
it
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to say anymore. Like going into it, I was a little optimistic at first, and we go all the way back to that strength and conditioning coach that he hired from Iowa. And, you know, the guy was fired for, you know, being a racist, and he brings him onto an NFL team. What are you thinking? Like, do you not understand that's the worst thing?
And then Tebow, everyone, like, it was like,
I mean, hey, that wasn't as bad.
I mean, was it though? Like, let's really think about it. Because everyone loves Tim Tebow because he's a great college football player. Politics aside, cheesy personality aside, bubble boy personality aside, he was one of the greatest college football players of all time.
Yeah, a great leader. And that's...
It was a bummer when he left.
At the college level.
Yeah. Well, even that win against in the playoffs against Steelers. Like,
that's true.
He's had his NFL moments. But then when you bring this man back to play a position he's never played before.
Watching him
try to block was one of the most painful things I ever saw. Especially with those big diesel arms and he doesn't use them at all.
He's not used to the motions and the technique that it takes to do that. But when he came into the NFL, a lot of people thought he should have played that position to begin with, to start off. There are a lot of people who believe that he should have made the transition to an H-back kind of receiver, tight end role, like a blocky, catchy guy. And he didn't do that. He was dead set on being the quarterback, being a quarterback at the NFL level. And I mean, he did do some things in his time. You just reminded me of the Broncos, his run there, and that ended, and we know how that went. So
Josh McDaniels was all about the Tebows.
Hey, Josh McDaniels, I mean, clearly he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
Urban doesn't.
No.
Josh McDaniels would be amazing with Trevor Lawrence. You know, so if Bill Belichick is going to stay forever in the NFL, like it feels like, and they keep egging on Josh McDaniels with, hey, you're the future of the franchise. Well, how long do I have to wait? Like, because he's passing on opportunity after opportunity. So
burning bridges, too.
Yeah.
The Colts, that was just messy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Not a ton besides COVID everywhere. COVID in the NBA, COVID in the NFL.
Yeah, it's probably the new variant that's extra contagious. Yeah, 100%.
That new.
As I cough in the background, I would imagine that we're going to get a lot of positive tests down the line here, especially like NFL playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be an adverse effect.
Man, imagine if the Super Bowl is decided by COVID.
It is what it is. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, you can get help by visiting gamblingaddictioncenter.com. Addiction is a disease, and we here at the Five Tool Sports Podcast and Football Scout 365 want our listeners to know that everything we present on our show with regard to point spreads and betting, that is strictly for entertainment purposes only. So
everything in moderation, guys. It's the final countdown. Dallas Cowboys, Washington football team. A little spice on this one. Mike McCarthy, big boy, fresh out the COVID, guarantees a win. Over Washington football team on Sunday.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. He said, going to win against Washington football team.
Yeah, that's not a good idea to do that. man, I mean, they're on the road in this one. Good grief.
Dallas hasn't looked amazing, and Tony Pollard might not play, and he might be their best offensive player.
Yeah, I was reading that, and he hurt his foot, right? Something.
Yeah. On that smoking 60-yard run.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the weather right now. I just want to see if there's just anything in that particular area of the, you know, here's the thing about the Cowboys. You know, I feel like if you're going to say something like that, you better have all your ducks in a row. So I'm looking for anything that could just kind of thwart the idea that the Cowboys are going to be able to go in there and win easily. Now, I do think him saying that kind of challenges the team a bit to say, oh, wait a minute, we better back it up, right? And that could be the wake-up call, because if they do lose the game, everybody's going to look stupid. And the onus will come back on McCarthy and also the players. I mean, you got to back it up. So we're going to learn a lot if he's saying something like that. If the Cowboys can go out there and just smack the Washington football team, which, honestly, I don't expect that to happen.
It's not going to happen, dude. Washington's been tough. They've been tough. Just weird game after weird game. 2 17-15 scores in a row.
Yeah, they're just winning ugly. Yeah. they're catching teams with in bad moments.
Antonio Gibson's getting healthy. You can run on the Cowboys. Give me the football team.
You like? Oh, you're going that route. You're already making
your
pick.
Taking the points.
All right. Yeah, unless it's changed since the opening line, it's probably somewhere in the same range. But I know it was like 4 points to start the week. In favor of the Cowboys. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll take those points and the Washington football team as well. I think Taylor Heinicke, he'll do enough, and the defense will find a way to slow down the Cowboys. And if they don't have Tony Pollard, that's going to be interesting to see how they handle that. I love the Cowboys receivers. If Amari Cooper is good to go, that changes a lot.
Zeke had a run over 20 yards this year.
I have no idea. I have to look at that, but
got a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, he, I don't know what's going on with him, man. I don't know if this is the end of the road or if he's just having a moment. Because
I hear the Boys to Men playing faintly in the background.
Yeah. I don't know, man. End of the road. Yeah, hopefully he figures it out.
Is Ezekiel Elliott a Cowboy next year?
Is he a free agent?
No, but there's a lot of money.
What was his... Oh, yeah, he just signed a contract, 2 years ago?
Big old cap hit.
Oh. I don't know. I think he's a Cowboy.
Be surprised. I think if, when the backup starts turning out plays like that, back to back to back.
Yeah, but you need more backs than the one
I'd
guy.
I'd much rather draft a rookie to spell my guy than pay.
I think the projected salary cap was announced, like $208. $1 million or something like that. So we'll have to, once we start looking into that down the line, it'll be interesting to see where the Cowboys are, because they have a lot of star power. They're gonna have to pay guys regardless. So
it looks like CJ put his picks in the outline.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he put the Cowboys.
I put the Cowboys for him automatically. So
okay.
And we got off to a good start there. So you better just tell me what his picks are as we go, and I'll add them.
They're already on the outline.
Oh, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at that sheet right now where the picks are. I'm adding the picks.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you pick for tonight? Pittsburgh and Minnesota.
I went with the Steelers in the points there. They're plus +3.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, too. I'm
going there. All right. Did CJ make a pick for that one?
Yeah, he said Vikings.
Like that.
Seattle Seahawks, Houston Texans. This is a turd nugget of a game.
Aren't they all?
When Russell
it involves
Wilson,
the Texans.
Russell Wilson, did you see, came out and said he would approve a trade to...
Yeah, I think he just said
New
he
York,
refuted it.
Denver and Pittsburgh, I think, was the third one.
Yeah, he said, this just came out 10 minutes ago. Russell Wilson shoots down no trade clause report. So this is just.
No.
I know. He's just.
Russ likes to be the good guy. He's like, no.
Yeah, that was me.
Keep saying it to his agent.
Yeah.
Stoke the fire.
Yeah.
Seattle's playing good, though. And Russ started to look good last week. I think this is a bust out. Fix a game for Seattle. I think it's going to be bad.
DK Metcalf and Lockett and all those guys who need a moment to kind of see the ball go in the hoop several times and get going again. So, this is easy. I know 7.5 is what it started out at, this week. So, I'll take Seattle.
CJ has Seattle as well. Las Vegas Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 8.5. Chiefs or the Raiders always play the Chiefs really hard. Really hard.
Except for that last one, right?
I guess except for the last one.
I remember that one too, because we were debating, or I was looking into the data, and the Raiders, they don't do the little too high. They don't like to play the too high coverage, right? They do more of a close field cover one, cover three more consistently. They're more comfortable doing that. Other teams have, they've guarded against the deep ball against the Chiefs. Again, if they don't, the Chiefs are going to, whoop them. And the Chiefs are favored by 8.5, or at least they were at the start of the week. And again, you know, that line might have changed a bit, but I'm just going to jump on the Chiefs on this one.
I'm going to go with the points. Chiefs have looked terrible.
I feel you there.
Patrick Mahomes looked terrible last game.
I know, and it's the same kind of situation that we were in back when the Chiefs first played the Raiders. I feel like the Raiders are just kind of, the foundation is cracking a bit. There's been some speculation.
Don't know which Raider you're going to get.
Well, Dabo Sweeney was in, you know, in person with the Raiders. He was wearing Raiders hoodie or something, and people were pointing that out this past.
Why? The college guys never work.
He's a guy that might work, but you're right.
There's like ever.
But you know, if they were to go that route, whatever. But then you know, the Harbaugh. Harbaugh comes up every time there's a job open, and now that he's hot again, every single job is his if he wants it, according to everyone. So
I don't think there's any way he leaves Michigan after this year.
I don't know. I don't think so either, unless he feels, you know, jilted behind the scenes about what happened and he's just playing it off right now. But you know, you got to feel for the guy too. Doing what he did against the odds, and that's now you got everybody loving you again. So yeah, we're gonna hear a lot of that. So we'll see what happens.
I'm
going Chiefs. You're going Raiders, right?
Correct. And CJ is going Chiefs. New Orleans Saints, New York Jets. The Jets are giving the Saints 5.5 points. I believe Taysom Hill will be playing in this one. Let me check.
If he is,
then I'm taking the Saints.
Yeah.
Because their secondary and pass rush should destroy the young Zach Wilson.
Yeah. And the other way around, too, is, yeah, the Jets do okay with their pass rush, but the secondary, if the pass rush doesn't get home and Taysom Hill's a guy who can get around it, and then they're going to do some design stuff to get him away from the pass rush, he'll make plays down the field. This should be pretty easy.
Saints. 5.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saints.
CJ's taking the Saints as well. Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are getting 2.5 points here? Huh.
Check. Let's double check that one while we're looking at it here.
Yeah.
Let's see. If that is the case, I mean, unless it's my typo, but if they are the favorite in this particular game, I wonder if it has what it actually has to do with. I know quarterback wise, what are they doing right now? Obviously, they Carolina just fired. I mean, they fired. Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
And Cam has looked terrible. Well, give me the better team getting points.
Yeah, I mean, that should be easy, too. Plus, you have to remember, they just, you know, let go of their offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, which is a candidate for a ton of different opportunities now. So
I heard that Bill Simmons was talking about, it didn't make sense why they released him 1 week into their bye.
Yeah, because like,
rumor is they caught him talking to other teams.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't play like that in the NFL.
Hey, look, man, Brian Kelly is having problems, you know, hiring assistants at LSU, and there you go. He's a head coach. He has the opportunity to be a head coach potentially right now at the college level. So, I mean, he's going to get a job. I just
Oregon maybe.
Yeah, you know, the interesting coach for Oregon would be Scott Frost. He was already there. He was there. I can't remember if it was under Helfrich or not, but he was the offensive coordinator there. He was, you know, somebody that they were looking at before, and he ended up at Nebraska, his alma mater. But he had a ton of success as the offensive coordinator at Oregon, and something to keep an eye on. I haven't heard anything about it, haven't read anything about it. I wouldn't imagine he'd leave Nebraska unless they were going to let him go because he wants to win there because he's kind of their Harbaugh, but
I bet they bring Chip back.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a good thing going. I think he just at UCLA. I mean, he can do something. He's just now getting that thing moving a little bit. So yeah, I don't know.
For sure. Moving and shaking.
I'm going to go Falcons because they seem to be better grounded of the better ground of the two teams for now anyway.
Yeah. And Carolina's defense isn't the healthiest. I'm going Falcons as well. CJ is going Panthers. Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns. Browns are giving 1.5 points to the Ravens. Well, considering that the Browns can't pass, that helps with losing Marlon Humphrey. So I'm going to go with the Ravens here.
This feels like a Donovan Peoples-Jones special this week, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you said it last. Chunkers are going to chunk.
Chunkers are going to chunk.
This is the...
DP is definitely a chunker.
DPJ right now can be that guy, and this could be his moment to keep that going. So I'm not going to go there. I like the Ravens to regain control of the division again. And, yeah.
They match up well against Cleveland. The one thing they do well is stop the run. So.
Yeah. Well, and if Lamar's been a little bit of a liability recently throwing the football. I mean, it's the worst he's looked.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see if that fixes itself here. What did CJ go with?
CJ went with the Ravens.
All right.
Jacksonville Jaguars at Tennessee Titans. The Titans are giving away 10.5 points.
Man, jeez Louise.
I don't know if they can score that much.
I know. I mean, they could win, you know, like
I'm guessing 17
to 6 or something.
A healthy dose of James Robinson here. And I'm going to pick the Jacksonville Jaguars to cover.
Yeah, that's a good prediction. You know, I'm going to go that route too because, yeah. I don't know, man. They seem to find it. Jaguars seem to, like, pop up in these weird moments.
Yeah,
I feel like
one of those teams that they'll just be competitive randomly one week for no reason.
Yeah, when you're least expecting it. What'd CJ go with here?
He went with Jacksonville.
Man, we're consensus on a lot of these.
This is a boring slate of games this week.
Feels like it.
Detroit Lions, Denver Broncos. The Broncos are getting 8 here for some reason. Their offense can't move the ball outside of running.
Yeah, I think Melvin Gordon will be back, even though they don't really want to, they don't need him, but it helps. And the Lions are coming off that awesome, you know, game-winning play, even though everything that they do just looks like, I mean, they struggle to score and move the football. It just, like, everything they do feels like a struggle.
That just shut down Kansas City.
Yeah. I think the Lions are going to get, they're going to get got.
I think there's going to be some heavy defensive turnovers.
They don't want to win too many games. All right. Cause they need to be drafting high up. They got a lot of things they got to fix. So I'm going Broncos.
Yeah. I'm going to go Broncos too. I don't feel good about it. Stay away from that game.
CJ definitely went Lions here.
No, he went Denver.
All right.
San Francisco 49ers, Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are giving up 1.5 here.
Hmm. Well, I've liked the 49ers as of late. And
their
Bengals.
Bums.
Yeah, the Bengals have been okay. I like Higgins had a great game last week. You just brought up the 49ers secondary.
Yeah.
They're the home team, too. The Bengals are, so San Francisco
Chase,
travel.
Jamar Chase, Spidey senses going off. He hasn't had a big game in, like, 5 weeks. I think.
And Elijah Mitchell. Mitchell hasn't practiced all week, so.
No, he mispracticed today completely.
All right, Bengals it is.
Bengals. And CJ went Bengals. Buffalo Bills, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, a tough back-to-back there for Buffalo.
Wow. Yeah.
I think Buffalo bounces back here, honestly. Especially with the Buccaneers secondary not being that great. They match up well against Tampa Bay. Because Tampa Bay is very good at stopping the run.
But the pass rush from Tampa Bay, whew.
Josh Allen can move.
Yeah, he's going to be moving. Yeah. He's going to be moving quite a bit. I just, man, they just can't. They can't block well. They,
and I feel like
they
they're
going to
come
well.
Out aggressive after yeah. last week.
I'm going Tampa Bay. I think this is one of the – I think that Tampa Bay is just going to – they're going to run the football.
If it was three, minus three, I'd go Tampa Bay. Because it's minus 3.5, I think it's a field goal game. I'm gonna go.
I don't feel a close one.
Yeah? You think it's going to be a
close one? I don't think so, yeah. I feel like Tampa Bay is – this is the time of year where even Tom Brady-led teams usually ramp up. So we've been waiting for the Buccaneers to kind of go on that run. This is a really good team. Sure, they're beat up, but this is their moment to prove that, you know, they are the champ.
Yeah.
So
CJ went Tampa too. Maybe y'all are on to something.
You want me to just put Tampa for you? And
no, I'm still going to go with Buffalo there.
All right. All right.
New York Giants at Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are giving the Giants 10.5. Mike Glennon expected to play.
Oh, doesn't matter. They're going to get roasted.
I think so.
This team
But the Giants defense has been playing well.
Yeah. 10.5. On the road. Not that it matters too much, but when you're traveling, it matters. It changes things up, especially East Coast to West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to overthink this one too much. I'm going with the charge. The spread is 10.5, man.
I know.
So,
but Mike Glennon's starting. So
yeah, there's, yeah.
Yeah.
Short fields, turnovers. Yeah,
give me the Chargers. Could have his comeback game here, maybe DFS. Looking at Saquon here.
I'm not no? doing that. I'm done looking at that right now because he has been. Man, I love that guy. But he just either needs a change. Like, get him out of New York or something.
No,
just get him out or get him a quarterback
that.
He loves.
Yeah,
go get Russ.
Get rid of Daniel Jones, not Saquon.
That's true. Go get Russ and
go
see what
get
happens.
Russ. Just go That's get funny. Him. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Well, who's CJ got here?
He CJ has the Chargers. Has the Chargers. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Chicago Bears at Green Bay Packers. Packers are giving 12.5. And Aaron Rodgers comes out and says, he does not regret saying he still owns the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man. The Packers are for real, I think, too. I think.
Who's been on them since the beginning? Who never.
Not this guy.
Who never lost trust in his boy? Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man. I mean,
does he have
the
a bad
defense
attitude?
Is good.
Yes. Is he moody? Yes. Does he have a golden arm? Yes, yes.
Yes, he does. And that's all that matters. I think, the Bears are in for a rough one here.
Justin Fields is back for this game.
The Bears are in for a rough one, no matter who's back.
12.5 is a big spread.
I don't care. It is a divisional game, but
I'm
it's at Green Bay. I'm not. I'm going Green Bay. Yeah. I just, they're good. They're going to prove.
Cobb is also out.
I don't care about that either. I mean, it could be just Rodgers out there throwing Adams all day. That's what it feels like anyway.
I feel you.
The occasional other guy catches a pass and you're like, ooh, nice play.
I think Chicago covers here. It's like a 10-point game.
10 points, huh?
They're playing angry. This man literally said, I own you last game.
And he's going to own him again.
Probably, but I'm thinking by 10 points.
Probably by 20.
And CJ went Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Green Bay.
Los Angeles Rams at Arizona Cardinals. Monday Night Football. This is going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, it is.
Arizona's giving 2.5 here.
This is a game for the Rams, man. I keep saying, like, they need the moment where they just redefine who they are and quit letting teams just kind of bully them, so to speak. And the Cardinals, I think, Kyler Murray performed pretty well, man. We were talking about this, what?
Two rushing Tuesday? Touchdowns, two passing touchdowns.
Yeah, he came back and looked pretty good and probably was still not 100%. So, it's a tough one. It's a road game, doesn't matter to me in that regard. I'm going Rams here. This is like the pivotal moment, the defining moment for this Rams team. This is like all or nothing. Their game planning is probably so pristine this week. You would imagine that the focus is up there. They've got to win. They have to.
No, I think so too.
Yeah. You can't let this one get away. I'm going to go with the Rams just based off of flimsy evidence of what I'm trying to say here.
Sam, no, I feel that it's a must win for them and not Arizona.
Yeah. Speculation that they are preparing like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
And I think as much as I don't like this for one of my fantasy teams heading into the playoffs, where I own Sony Michel and Daryl Henderson, I think what they did with Sony last game with the power run game, it makes the offense a little better.
It does.
I think we're going to see an uptick in Sony, and it becomes more of a split backfield there.
I do think so as well. He may even take it over.
No. Henderson's been very, very good out
there. I mean, take it over is he'll lead the carry margin. And again, I mean, maybe
Henderson's no scrub, man.
Yeah, but
I think it's being split.
I think Michelle's a good player, man.
I do too. I've always liked him, even when he was in New England. I never understood why he kept taking a back seat.
Well, I mean, let's just say that the Patriots are not. Look, Urban Meyer wants to be what they are by benching James Robinson.
Yeah.
That ain't working with Carlos Hyde, man. I'm sorry. But they, you know, that's the difference, though, in New England is like the competition is real. And when you've got Damian Harris and other guys behind you, even Rex Burkhead, you know, came in and had some of his best performances ever, or at least
Brandon
Bolden
has been having one good game a year for like 10 years in New England.
Yeah. And they're squeezing like that. They squeeze. Like they are the proverbial, what is it? You're trying to get everything out of a toothpaste tube. They literally get everything out of 100%. Every single player, man.
Penny pinches.
Did CJ go Rams?
CJ went Rams.
Right. Damn.
Well, Brandon, that is all the games this week. Shorter episode for you guys today. Sorry, guys. It's rainy. Feeling under the weather today.
Yeah. Woody is seeing double. But we put him in the game anyway.
Yep. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. As always, check out Brandon's site, Football Scout 365. Check out the YouTube channel. Guys, we've broken down Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau, Kenny Pickett, and up next, the Michigan State running back.
Yeah. Kenneth Walker. Tomorrow we'll record it.
Beautiful.
It's all ready. It's in the hopper. It's ready to go.
You know, who's your favorite Michigan State running back all time?
Ooh.
I got mine.
This is a good one. Cedric Irvin.
Cedric Irvin. That is a good one. I remember Cedric Irvin.
He's the most memorable in my mind. Yeah, I was going to say that too.
TJ Duckett was a beast. I thought he was going to be the next Jerome Bettis.
Irvin was such a... He was a good player. Nick Saban was their coach at the time. So, yeah.
Irvin was a really good player. And yeah. Le'Veon Bell, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, man, that era of Michigan State within that realm of football time is just so frustrating to me because the recruiting that they were able to do, getting certain guys under Mark D'Antonio like that out of Columbus, like dude is from Ohio State's backyard. Anyway, Michigan not getting those guys, that was really the biggest difference. In the rivalry between those two schools, Michigan State.
Bask in your moment right now with Michigan. Enjoy it. I'm rooting for them. I want to see you win here.
Yeah, it's going to be...
I'm sick of seeing the SEC win every...
Michigan, I'll throw it out there. And since, you know, we're here to talk about sports betting and picks, but Michigan might surprise some people against Georgia. I'm less concerned with Georgia than I am Alabama. Mainly because they have a former walk-on at quarterback, a guy who's, you know, he's okay. He does okay. But I think Michigan secretly has the advantage of quarterback, not because of Cade McNamara, but the five-star true freshman behind him who can come in, who comes in spot duty and just makes plays, either in the zone read game or with it. He has a big arm, okay? And you've seen, I sent you a couple of clips of him making some Patrick crazy Holmes throws. Has a little arm there. But through this season, they brought him in, and he's made some pretty good plays with his arm.
He even gets out there blocking down the field. I saw that clip you posted.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the run game for Michigan, like, you can stack up the box. They're going to still try to do it, and they never give up on it. And I think Michigan can do this. I think Michigan can do this against Georgia, keep it close, and they'll have a chance. I think it opened at -7.5 for Georgia.
Oh, give me Michigan.
So, yeah. And a lot of people were like, you know, take Michigan in that right now early on, if, you know, because a lot of people are confident that it's going to fall to like 3 or 4 the closer the game gets. So,
yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Plus, everyone,
to see.
Wolverines are a fun team to bet on. People like betting on the Wolverines.
So they've had success against SEC teams in big moments in the past. Not recently, but there hasn't.
Well, no one's had a lot of success recently against SEC teams.
Yeah, I will say that Kirby Smart, his teams have been underwhelming. With all the talent that they have, they've been underwhelming. Hey, Michigan snagged a recruit from Georgia too just now. So, like, they beat him for a 4-star linebacker. So, we'll see. Yeah.
Well, check out Football Scout 365's YouTube channel, guys, and the website. And as always, check us out at number5toolsportspodcast.com. He's Brandon. I'm Woody, and we are out.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cube.